Does AI have you a little bit panicked? Are you still really unsure how to leverage AI for copywriting? Well, I have a full interview with Julia McCoy, who's talking all about how we can leverage AI, especially for writing really effective copy and SEO-driven copy. But in that interview, there's a little highlight that I pulled for you because I want you to hear her talk about how you need to think about copywriting and the skills that you need to develop as a copywriter today, whether you are officially a copywriter or whether you just write copy because you're a business owner trying to market or a community manager trying to get people to show up for a live call. You need to understand the copywriting skills that are required of you in this AI-driven world. This is for you, the online business owner who wants to maximize your profit and multiply your impact. I'm Shanna, host of the Community Creators Podcast. I've spent over a decade helping top brands and entrepreneurs create thriving communities that increase their reach, retention, and revenue. This podcast is where I share my best insights and invite you into conversations with the world's leading community creators and cultivators. So grab your favorite mug, fill it up, and let's get started. We talk a lot about how you can and should be leveraging AI and community. In fact, I was just telling my team right before this call, I just added an AI bot to our free hub. We have like a free community creators hub, and we just added an AI bot that is learning from every podcast episode I've ever released. And you can ask it a question and it'll answer based only on my episodes, not any other content. And it'll reference that exact point in the video where it pulled the reference. There's lots of ways we can and should leverage it in community, but it'll never replace human-to-human connection. So it's like, you've just got to get better at the personal side. We use AI to automate, but we don't use it to alienate. We create space in our business for more human-to-human connection. So would you say that if I'm somebody who's a writer or I have an email newsletter or whatever it might be, that the skill to develop is not learning how to write good SEO long-form content, because AI is only like really a year into that game and it's already blowing us out of the water. Who can imagine what it's going to look like 5 years from now? But the skill is like storytelling and story writing, so that you can craft a really compelling story based on your own lived experience and share that within the copy and the content.
I would say that's a big skill. Absolutely. Yeah. The other skill that I'm actually kind of, I don't want to say inventing, but I came up with the term, so I guess.
Claim it, girl. We claim it around here. I am the creator, the original creator of.
Let me correct that. You're right. The skill that I'm teaching now is basically you optimize the AI content. You don't optimize human content anymore. What that means is you don't need to sit at your computer, open a Word doc, and start from scratch. Like, that's gone. You might as well delete Word if you still think like that. You are wasting time. So what you should be doing instead is opening the right AI tool, prompting it, and getting your output, the first draft, that way. Because, like, for example, with that SEO long form piece, when we do that with Constant Scale, we're saving 7 to 8 hours, and all we're doing is optimizing the content. And it's more than editing. I'm trying to teach people what that looks like as well, because they're like, I just need to redline it. No, you don't. Because like what you just said, storytelling, you have to be a storyteller. You have to weave that into the content. I have this framework called CRAFT, and I'm teaching writers, this is your new CRAFT. And it's an acronym. So every letter stands for the action you take. C stands for cut the fluff. R, you're reviewing the content and optimizing it with more keywords, better ways to say things. And then A, you're adding images, visuals, GIFs, media. F, you're fact checking. AI is notorious for a lot of BS, so you better check your facts. And then the T is trust building. And that's story. That's personal touch and tone, personal anecdotes from you that create rapport with the reader. That's like the new process for writing. It's definitely not that we need to sit here and write anymore. Essays were dead. They're still teaching essays in school. Essays have been dead, I'd say, for 8-9 years. It's not the writing style we should ever adapt. No one's going to read that. It's boring unless you're writing like a theoretical book and then it fits. Other than that, nope, doesn't fit in your email, blog, website. We've moved on though. Essay used to be the thing that I had to basically teach people to unlearn. Now it's, you don't even need to use the human process for the first draft. It's AI doing that. And with the amount of jobs that are shifting, that's what employers will be looking for.
somebody that can optimize. And this is like that AIO kind of like AI optimization stuff that you've been talking about. And it's fascinating because I was working on an article for Digital Marketer and I was trying to write it from scratch. And what I realized was like, I have the outline. I know what I want to talk about. So I used AI to be like, okay, write a 300 word paragraph about this, stating this intention and this voice. And it gave me like draft one of that section. There was like five main sections. And then once I crafted it how I wanted it, I went back in and was like, okay, what examples do I want to use to illustrate this? So each topic that I was teaching on, I knew a company that did that. And I was like, okay, so now I want examples of how this particular company does this. And it pulled out for me. One of the examples was Harley Davidson, like how they're really good at building community. And there's this particular thing that they do. So I just put it in. I was like, give me examples in 300 words or less of how Harley Davidson builds community online. And it pulled from its site, it pulled from all these articles, and it gave me all of that. And I was like, oh, okay, great. So it was just like piecing together this article using AI, because I knew what I wanted to say, but I couldn't get away from the blank screen. I had 1,000 things on my mind. I had kids running around everywhere. It was like trying to hit this deadline. So I just pieced it together with my own like topics that I wanted. And then I went in and added my own stuff, but I don't think I knew what I was doing. So I love this craft process because you're really making sure that you think through every aspect of it. And then I love the idea that you don't even have to start with the outline at this point. You can use something like Content at Scale to give you a 3,000 word article that now you're cutting the fluff, you're adding your own, like you're using your craft model to make it something that's really highly valuable.
If you have an established membership, you know that retention is the name of the game. When you can keep your customers longer, you increase the lifetime value of each and every customer, which increases your profitability in your business. If you've been wanting to decrease your churn, keep your customers longer, and establish somebody in your business to help really support you on the retention journey, I want you to take a look at my Retain Group Consulting Program. This is crafted specifically to help you establish a solid retention strategy and support a leader on your team that can become the retention leader you've been looking for. Just go to joinretain.com to learn more.
Hey friend, thanks for listening. If you like this episode, make sure to subscribe. Then do me a favor and leave a review letting me know what you want to hear more of. To learn more about the show or connect with me, head to shannalynn.com. That's shannalynn.com. Until next time.